about him, the only question I would have. I don't know anything about his international background, but they tell me that's good. And his views are good, and his philosophy is good. I wonder if he's just too nice and sweet and kind to be pointing his finger at Kosygin and messing around with de Gaulle, and if he can look soft and have a nice soft in the eye and really be take his guts out of it. He just looks to me like he's a very sweet, kind fellow, but I guess he must have a good deal of steel.
No, I think he does. I think he does have that. I don't, I wouldn't question him on that.
What do you think his reaction be?
Well, I think he would do what you asked him to do. I think he's terribly interested in what he's doing, but I think anybody, Mr. President, would look at the problem in the State Department and the importance of your foreign relations and do it. A man like John Gardner, I'm certain would.
Thank you, Nick. Pardon me for bothering you this late, but I'll see you tomorrow. I'll call you.
Can I raise one question with you real quick?
Yes, sir.
You're going to see Bill Coleman tomorrow?
Yes.
I would appreciate it much if you didn't make a flat offer on that Third Circuit judgeship to him. If you just discussed it with him, but didn't go all the way. I have difficulties. We mentioned Siegel on this,
yes.
And I think there's difficulties which affect you and which affect me. With respect to that, which I would like to send you a memo on or discuss with you before you went all the way with Coleman. Is that possible?
I'd made up my mind and told him I thought that his name came over here.
Yes, sir, I know that, and this is largely out of my going up to Montreal.
Huh?
And I find that Hugh Scott and Clark's never liked Siegel, but both of them have put it all through the ABA that he ought to take this. I don't think he would, but I think that if we didn't handle that, if we just put somebody else in there, that it would make the Bar Association angry, and you get a reaction from the top brass there, and it's something which would personally be difficult for me. He's the guy that set up this thing for me yesterday to lick that ABA resolution.
Well, you think we better just keep this in abeyance for a while?
So I'd keep it a little bit in abeyance. Now, Coleman, I don't think Siegel would take it, although I think he's thinking about it. After Scott put all this to him about how he was going to recommend him, and Joe Clark said he would too. That went all through, you know, all these big corporation lawyers, which he stands as well with as anybody in the country. And I think to not at least let a little time go by would be a mistake.
I think I agree with it.
And Coleman would be a very good person for this, would be entirely acceptable to that group, would be Siegel's first choice for it himself. So I think if you just indicated, you know, an interest in this, but didn't go all the way with it. It would be helpful to me to give me a little bit of time to
see what might happen on
this. All right, sir.
Thank you.
You
reckon it would be, you reckon we ought to tell him that we got a birthday and I'd like to see him sometime next week?
Well, that, or he feels a little bit, Mr. President, that when you put Ben Hindman on the civil rights thing, that somehow or other you thought he hadn't done a good job. So I think it would be fine just to see him and to inquire as to his interest in the bench, tell him you're looking at it, you have him under very serious consideration, and you wanted to know whether he would be interested in that.
Better than postponing.
All right.
I say, do you think that's better than postponing?
No, I think you can see him and do that without any difficulty, and I think postponing it, he might misunderstand, so...
What did we do about Ben Hindman that affected him? I thought they did it together.
Well, he did the preliminary thing with Morris Abrams, and then Ben Hindman came into the other. Now, he had expressed not wanting to do the conference itself, but I think probably after having expressed that, he expected to be asked to, and wasn't, which was good. Ben Hindman did a good job, but I think he feels somehow or other maybe he didn't do as good a job, so I think if you said what a good job he had done on that. So
is Hindman cabinet material?
Oh, yes, sir.
Can you get him to come?
I think it'd be awfully tough, but I think it would be possible for a cabinet job. I think it would be possible on this State Department thing, and I would think seriously of it.
Think could he be good at the State Department? Is he having the international experience?
Oh, yes, sir, and he's got a good reputation with the... He's had some international experience, not a great deal. He's got a good reputation with the liberal community, and he's a hell of an organizer.
Thank you, Nick.
Okay.